Fellas, I want to get your thoughts. 713-572-4610. Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy fan text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, they converted all of this to make this a one-year deal for Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs, in a way, betting on himself to try to get another big contract after having this year. And listen, he was seventh in the league in receptions, second on the team in yards behind Nico. Solid performance. Obviously, not to the level that he was in Buffalo, but still, obviously, this cat can play ball and can be a big help to teams. But do you think next year the big help that he will be with the Houston Texans? Do you get a sense? Do you feel like we've seen the last of Stephon Diggs? Do you think that he may be back here next year?
I've changed my mind on this because I think you asked me that right after it happened, and I said I think he's done. But I think there's a really good chance he's back.
Diggs was open.
Yeah.
Now, I think this injury, Ron, and the style of play that you mentioned, I think it's very, you know, fair or foul. I think it's very obvious that Stephon Diggs is not going to be viewed from the outside looking in or by his representation. I just don't think he's going to be viewed as the guy that was tearing the league up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
When it comes to how much money is this guy going to command in this next contract? And so I think if he were, and maybe he is, maybe I'm wrong. I think if the money gets up there, I think Nick and D'Amico move on from him.
This injury may slide him into...
This injury, along with the style of football that we've seen him play, kind of how they were using him here in Houston, I think it could put him in a spot where he's got there's a reasonable number out there for a 3 years run. And I think the Texans brass, I think they really, really value and are bought into everything that he's brought to the table, from mentoring young players to being the hardest working dude on the field to showing that he can play the game and not be the diva that you know, the reputation that followed him here, at least for a year he did. So I've moved from no chance I think he moves on to I think there's a real chance. I think he is precisely what this organization wants to reward. And when Nico's really the only guy you're paying,
so you're telling me
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, text line coming through. He will go to a contender, but the money has to be right. Well, the Texans are a contender, and you would imagine
yes.
We'll still be a contender next year. And I'm more or less with you as well, Clint, because I think the injury brings him back potentially into the money area where the Texans would be comfortable to spend.
Yep.
And I think also a lot will determine on how Tank plays the rest of the way out. Like, if Tank plays, and we can talk about that at some point, finds his level back to where he was last year, well, maybe they may say to themselves,
yes, absolutely,
as a younger guy that may be getting in the way here, and we could do this and draft somebody and go and spend this money elsewhere. But I do think, as you said, they like him. I think he likes it here,
mm-hmm,
which is a big deal. And why wouldn't you like Houston? Athletes love living in Houston and being in Houston. And, I mean, it's hard not to just, if you're a player, to like the vibes here and like what D'Amico and Nick and the McNair family are putting together. So I think from his end, you know, unless somebody just blows him away,
yeah,
Clint, with money, but I get the sense that he don't want to be in a situation where, hey, the Raiders are going to give me a ton of money, mm-hmm, but I'll go play there. No, I think he's beyond that.
It is interesting because I do think there's a CJ factor here too.
Yep.
You know, I when you look at how CJ plays the game, and forget about him being so pressured, the fourth most pressured, the fourth most sacked, the fourth most knockdown quarterback in the league this year. Forget that part of it. Just the way in which he plays the game, and as a wide receiver, you literally, and I know people don't like when D'Amico says this, but you literally just got to get open. Like, whether it's you or the system, and you're beating man or you're sitting down in a zone, if you're open, the majority of the time, C.J. Stroud's going to find you. And he throws a very friendly football, very catchable football, damn sure for Diggs relative to what he was catching out of Josh Allen's hand. That's a damn – it's got to be a brick coming out of that sucker's cannon. I think there's a C.J. Stroud dynamic here in terms of Diggs wanting to be back. I do, though, Ron, there is part of me that thinks that Houston is going to have to battle some of the bigger markets. Because after Minnesota, Buffalo, and Houston, Diggs does strike me as the kind of guy that, boy, L.A. would turn him on. Boy, you mentioned Vegas. Vegas would turn him on. I do wonder if he would entertain one of these bigger markets to end his career in, just from a life perspective.
Maybe. I don't know if the bigger markets per se, but
brighter lights, I guess.
If there are contenders in which he still could be the top guy,
mm-hmm.
I think he could go. I think he came here thinking he would be the number one receiver.
Probably.
I think we said it before. But he got here and Nico clearly was that. But you brought up LA. He could go to the Chargers, contender. Right now they're 4-3. They're probably a contender. Good quarterback, coach. Who's the number one receiver over there? McConkey? I think he is. Like that.
He just went off on me in fantasy.
Yeah, at least he's definitely the future. What's the other kid? The Palmer kid's a good. He's a good.
Yeah, but player. I mean, but you go there. But go there. You be like contender. I'm in L.A. Like stuff like that, where he may be able to, where he's getting the balls. Like I think, like he won't the target.